Well, good morning, America. It's still kind of frosty here in Georgia. They're actually on Yahoo telling the people in and around the greater metropolitan Atlanta area not to be idiots and getting out on the highways. Work can wait. And if you weren't fortunate enough to have an adequate supply of milk and bread so you could make those milk sandwiches that everybody always makes during snowstorms here around the metropolitan Atlanta area, then you're just SOL. And that means sure out of luck, as you probably knew. Well, I'm hoping that more Americans, at least people that have been, shall we say, kind of snowed in, are sitting at their computers. They've cranked it up, and they're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network today, and they've just turned on this weird and wacky program called Freedom Frenzy, where yours truly, Jerry DeMars, is joined by Jenny Hodges from Austin, Texas, and we're going to carry out some madness today, aren't we, dear?
Oh, always, Jerry, always. We're going to talk about the madness, and we're going to have some fun. And hopefully impart a little knowledge and truth in the process.
Do you think we ought to touch that sacred cow and talk about the Giffords shooting?
You know, Jerry, what I love about the two of us is we are so on the same wavelength, even when we don't talk.
Yeah.
Yes, I did want to talk about that. And I wanted to talk about that email Larkin had sent you, referencing, of course, that wonderful piece of legislation that has already come forth in response to the shooting. And then I have a really fun Montaigne quote in response to the legislator's response to the shooting. So, yeah, there's plenty to talk about with that.
Yeah, I think Rose's piece is so good that maybe we ought to do it for the listeners today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got some stuff for hit and run news. I've got a little economic factoid, and there's some other weird stuff going on across the country and around the world that it plays into this big passion play that we're all involved in. So I'm kind of looking forward to that portion of the program this morning too.
Yeah, it's going to be a very fun show, Jerry. And I enjoyed chatting with you last night. So we didn't really talk much about politics. It's always fun to catch up. People probably think we talk all the time. We actually never talk.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. I would imagine that the people out there think that we're constantly on the phone with one another, and that's just simply not the case, is it?
No, I'm over here desperately trying to shovel manure faster than the horses make it, and you're over on your side trying to hold down your job and family and do a radio show and the whole nine yards. So. We're just normal, crazy Americans.
Yeah.
The normal in serious quotation marks.
And actually, we're closer to being normal Americans than we are radio hosts and, shall we say the word, celebrity? I don't know that fits. Do you?
No, that doesn't. One day I'll probably be infamous. I've actually been going online, cleaning up and removing information about myself online. I just feel this need to kind of step back and reshape and assess and kind of think about where we're going to go over the next couple of years.
I like the idea of infamous, though. Ooh, that conjures up all sorts of mind pictures and interesting little things and grins on your face and on mine. And I think it might actually be more important to be infamous than that celebrity word. What do you think?
Well, you know, as you look, I've been reading through Elbert Hubbard's Journeys Through the Homes of the Famous. I've been reading through this huge series. And one thing that's very interesting is the people that God calls to kind of shine a light, whether it's literature or science or politics or philosophy. And I was reading about Jane Austen and she never left within 200-mile radius of where she was born her entire life. And her literary works have just had a massive impact on the world of literature, you know, and there's so many other people who quietly do their work but have such a big impact.
If we're still on air, we got to cut away to a break. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I was warming to my topic when I fell off the cliff and we went into the wonderful world of commercial. What I was saying, though, is that as we are all plugging away in our little spheres, I wanted to offer some encouragement because, you know, we have a lot of listeners who feel frustrated and is any of this worth it? Are we going to change anything? And you have to remember to view the present in terms of the past and the future, not just in this little isolated segment. And so when you're writing or teaching or, you know, maintaining your blog, you have no idea the impact those words can have on future generations. So keep on doing what you're doing. Let God worry about what ultimately happens with it. And with that, let's go into Hit and Run News.
All righty then. Well, there's some interesting news out of the federal court circuit. Our friends at GATA, when GATA stands for the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, they're reporting an interesting development in their multi-year confrontation with the Federal Reserve, namely that the organization has scored a small but perhaps auspicious victory over the Federal Reserve in their lawsuit seeking access to the Fed's secret gold files. The judge presiding over GATA's Freedom of Information lawsuit in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia, her name is Ellen Siegel Huvel, she's granted Gatta's motion to order the Federal Reserve to produce in complete form for the judge's private review 20 gold-related documents that the Fed has sought diligently to keep secret. The judge ordered the Fed to deliver the documents this past Friday, and while this doesn't mean that the Fed will actually publicly announce that its gold vaults are in fact filled with GLD stock certificates, it does put the Fed in the unpleasant position of having to escalate its defense of its secrecy in an increasingly more sensitive topic. In other words, precious metals price manipulation with or without J.P. Morgan. And it is definitely a setback for good old Ben Bernanke in his pretend push to make the Fed appear all the more transparent. Gatta, through its lawyer, William J. Olson of Vienna, Virginia, has argued that the Fed's production of gold-related documents has been so inadequate and that the Fed's arguments for keeping them secret so weak that the court should review the documents acknowledged by the Fed and order the Fed to answer 25 questions from Gatta about the Fed's search for relevant information. The caveat here is, though, that Judge Hoover could still grant at any time the Fed's motion to dismiss Gatta's lawsuit. But her ruling at least implies a little skepticism on her part about the Fed and its tactics. Combined with Monday's statement by United States Representative Ron Paul, the new chairman of the House Financial Services Committee's subcommittee, that's a mouthful, isn't it? I wonder if he's got a badge that says all that. He probably leans in that direction. On monetary policy, Judge Hoover's ruling gives hope that the Fed's enormous secret power to rig markets and bestow the most fantastic patronage on a parasitic financial elite can be brought to account eventually. So there's a little interesting tidbit on the economic side, babe. We might get a little closer to finding out what a fraud that whole situation is. Some of us already know that, but, you know, there's people up there in power that have got those expensive Brooks Brothers and Armani clothes. They haven't got their minds wrapped around that thought yet.
What's Armani?
It's one of those, you know, like...
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you know what it is.
I was making a joke.
Well, you know...
Because, you know, I'm not a part of that financial elite.
Well, you know, you're up against people like Mark Potok, for instance, of the Southern Poverty Law Center, who are telling people that somehow or another that this shooting of the congresswoman there in the southwestern part of the United States is tied into patriot propaganda that would have the people believe that, believe it or not now, that the Federal Reserve is somehow or another something more than just a private for-profit banking institution, and they're not really working against the better interests of the people. And I picked that up in an article that I read about the shooting yesterday, and I can't say on the radio what I hollered out when I read that. But my wife downstairs, she...
And end in exhaust of some sort?
Yes, it did.
I had a feeling.
Yes.
All right, I've got a fabulous story for you, Jerry. These kinds of things just really help resurrect my confidence in America's GOP, the grand old party.
Did you hit your head this morning?
I think I was drinking that same Kool-Aid you were drinking when you were talking about the constitutional... And I am a little sore this morning, so I
know
we're involved. But Michael Steele had come out in July kind of with some anti-war statements that were so minor and so nothing, but the whiplash effect and the concern and fury amongst the warmongering Republicans was quite hilarious to behold. And now people are casting about within the GOP for a new leader for the Republican National Convention. And they have chosen Maria Sino is being seriously considered, and I think she is perfect. She's a
fighter. Tell us about her, because I don't have any idea who or what she is.
Oh, Jerry, thank you for asking that question. She is a lobbyist. Gasp, I know you're shocked. Not just any lobbyist. She is one of the, basically the fourth largest federal lobbyist. In 2009, the company she represents, Pfizer, spent nearly $25 million lobbying your Congress. And the National News has got a fabulous story on this, and so I'm just going to pull from this article that they posted yesterday. As yet more proof that big pharma corruption crosses all political lines, Republicans are now considering putting a Pfizer lobbyist, Maria Sino, into the top position at the RNC. Sino was a strong supporter of Obama's healthcare reform, and yet, shockingly enough, is a favorite pick of former Vice President Dick Cheney. She's also been helped by House Speaker John Bonner. GOP strategist Mary Madeline even hosted a fundraiser for her. Sino was active in the Bush administration, which, as National News regularly reported over the years, was deeply corrupted by Big Pharma's profit interests. It was the Bush administration, for example, that structured a deal with Big Pharma to actually remove the ability of the federal government to negotiate bulk price discounts with the drug companies. This is the part of the reason why Medicare is so expensive today. The Bush administration locked in monopoly pricing for the drug giants, including the very same drug company, shock of all shocks, Pfizer, for which Maria Sino had lobbied. Pfizer, by the way, pushed the hardest for passage of Obamacare reforms. As the Wall Street Journal reports, Pfizer CEO Jeffrey Kindler was keen to see Obamacare become law. And I quote, in 2009, Pfizer became the fourth largest federal lobbyist, spending nearly $25 million. The strategy? The industry would pledge $80 billion to reform. In return, it would get greater volume and a requirement that people buy brand-name drugs. Democrats would also fight against drug reimportation and forego price controls. No one pushed harder than Mr. Kindler. The CEO made no fewer than 5 trips to the White House last year. He was the man prodding Pharmaceutical Researchers and Manufacturers of America head Billy Tauzin every step. He wrote an op-ed with the SEIU's Mr. Stern demanding reform. He pressed the industry's $150 million ad campaign promoting Obamacare, rolled out with liberal activist groups. And so, the person part and parcel to all of this maneuvering behind Obamacare is now being considered as the perfect person to head up the RNC.
And it's also a left-handed attack on generic medicines that most people choose when they go to the pharmacy to get whatever they have to get.
That's what it's really all about anyway. Even with the I was shocked, Jerry, when I started working with families in the hood and in the poverty areas and the kind of free health care they were getting. This is the most shocking case. One of my mother's, her son had a little bit of a skin irritation and probably needed some tea tree oil swabbed on there. She took him to the doctor under Peach Care, and he was prescribed a $4,000 antibiotic.
Wow. That must have been some. Do you just wave it close to the problem and it goes away?
Actually, I think Jesus used it to raise Lazarus from the dead.
We're going to get email about that, dear.
Well, you know, and this is the kind of thing. Was she any better off for having been prescribed this $4,000 antibiotic? Absolutely not. And it didn't even really solve the problem. But the real use for the poverty programs is it enriches these pharmaceutical companies. It's so outrageous and disgusting. I think we're going to cut away to a break there. Not that I didn't enjoy jumping off the cliff last time, but I thought I would actually show a little respect to the stopping off point.
Yeah. Well, I think Manny's playing, our producer Manny's playing with us today. We're not getting the music, and you know, the music is kind of the precursor, and hey, you might start looking for numbers to pop up on the screen, because that's going to tell us. That's going to tell us.
Jerry, Manny just wants everyone to know how retarded we really are.
Hey,
they're running the asylum.
Hey, we'll be right back. Go grab something warm to drink, if that be your wish, and we'll be back with you in just a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, babe, I think we need to wade into this story out of Tucson, Arizona, about the shooting of the Representative Gabriel Giffords. And maybe, just maybe, it would be a good place to start by kind of giving a recap of what's out there news-wise. And maybe some of our listeners can plug in some other interesting factoids that they've come by. But authorities on Sunday have charged a 22-year-old man described as a pot-smoking loner with trying to assassinate Representative Gabrielle Giffords.
Oh, come on. They had to put the pot smoking.
Oh, I know. And I did that purposefully by, you know, leaving that in this little paragraph that I plucked out of the mainstream media. And of course, the indictment, it would include killing others at a political event, revealing that he had scrawled on an envelope the words, "My assassination," and "Giffords." These discoveries at his home in southern Arizona, however, provided few answers to a shocked nation, from the victims of Saturday's shooting rampage to lawmakers worried about their own safety. What motivated the rampage outside a supermarket that killed 6 and injured 14? Giffords, 40, lay in intensive care at a Tucson hospital after being shot in the head at close range. Doctors said she had responded repeatedly to commands to stick out two fingers, giving them hope that she may yet survive. Court documents filed with charges against Jared, and I'm going to guess he says his name, Loner, no pun intended there, said that he had previous contact with the Democratic lawmaker. The document said he had received a letter from Giffords in which she had thanked him for attending a Congress on Your Corner event at a mall back in Tucson, all the way back in 2007. Investigators carrying out a search warrant at his parents' home in a middle-class neighborhood found an envelope in a safe with the words, "I planned ahead, my assassination," and the name Giffords next to what appears to be Loner's signature. One wonders at how convenient that might actually be. An official familiar with the Arizona shooting investigation said Sunday that local officials are looking at a possible connection between Loner and an online group known for white supremacist, anti-immigrant rhetoric. And, you know, I want to throw out here that they've achieved the trifecta in this news coverage. One, they've cashed in on anti-gun sentiment. Two, they've cashed in on anti-government sentiment. And three, they've even played the anti-Semitic card here, okay?
Really?
Yes,
I think it's the anti-Semitic thing.
Well, it's there. You kind of in some of the coverage, you have to read between the lines, but it's there. The official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the ongoing investigation said that local authorities were examining the American Renaissance website for possible motives. I don't know how in the world they're going to find any motives there, but tying something like that in there seems to be worthwhile. The group's leaders said in a posting on their website that Loner never subscribed to their magazine, registered for any of the group's conferences, or even visited their internet site. Once again, how they knew that is beyond me. The young man who lived with his parents was recently suspended from his community college for disruptive behavior, and he was told that he could not return until a mental health professional determined that he was not a danger to himself or others. Police say that he purchased the Glock pistol used in the attack at the Sportsman's Warehouse in Tucson in November. Authorities believe that he acted alone. After questioning a cab driver who drove Loner to the grocery store, they cleared him of any involvement. Prosecutors charged Loner with one count of attempted assassination, somehow that must be different from murder, of a member of Congress, two counts of killing an employee of the federal government, and two counts of attempting to kill a federal employee. More charges are expected. So, I guess we're saying here that if you're a federal employee, somehow or another, you are a cut above the average person, and murder or attempted killing is something more when you get a federal paycheck.
Yes, Loner, not equal protection under the law. I know I'm
no, sure. Dear. You know, when we get to Larkin Rose's little piece on this episode in our lives, I think you'll begin to recognize that there's more afoot here than you might first get. Yes, indeed. Loner, who as of the writing of this article had not received an attorney yet, but is expected to get one very shortly. Now, the Federal Public Defender's Office, listen to this very closely because it stinks to high heaven. The Federal Public Defender's Office in Arizona was seeking an outside attorney to avoid the appearance of conflicts of interest that might arise, and was planning to ask that San Diego attorney, Judy Clark, be appointed to represent Loner. I don't know if that's what he ultimately ended up with, but this little factoid in this article here, I thought stunk. Clark, a former federal public defender in San Diego and in Spokane, Washington, served on the teams that defended Oklahoma City bombing conspirator Timothy McVeigh.
I had a feeling.
Student bomber Ted Kaczynski, and even Susan Smith, the South Carolina woman who drowned her two sons back in 1994. Isn't that amazing? I think we're going to have to cut away to a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Right, let's jump back into this story, kind of bring everybody up to date. Now, let's talk about the response there on the ground. Apparently, people crammed the synagogue where Giffords was a member, as well as the Mountain Avenue Church of Christ, which lost one member in the attack and saw another one wounded. Outside the hospital, candles flickered and people laid down bouquets of flowers, American flags, and pictures of the personable politician they affectionately called Gabby. Gifford's colleagues, shocked at the violence, vowed not to let it deter them from meeting publicly face to face with their constituents. Some, however, acknowledged that they were reviewing their own security measures. Representative Bobby Bush, a Chicago Democrat, is quoted as saying that he was very concerned about his own safety and the safety of other members of Congress. And he went on to add that he's been informed that those who are in my midst, that he's told them, rather, that they should be more vigilant. Rush said that the climate is dangerous for political leaders, particularly those who have supported President Barack Obama and his policies. He said he doesn't plan to scale back any of his public appearances, but added, "We need to realize that every face in the crowd is not necessarily a friendly face." Giffords, a conservative Democrat reelected in November, faced threats and heckling over her support for immigration reform and the healthcare overhaul. Her office was vandalized the day the House approved that landmark health care measure. It's not clear whether those issues motivated the shooter to fire on the crowd gathered to meet Giffords. In a YouTube video, however, which featured text against a dark background, Loner described inventing a new U.S. currency and complained about the illiteracy rate among people living in Giffords congressional district there in Arizona. One of the first to be dragged into this sickening ritual of guilt by association has been Sarah Palin. Last March, the former Alaska governor posted a map on her Facebook page with crosshair targets representing 20 Democratic lawmakers she had singled out for defeat.
Wow.
Voted for President Obama's health care plan. Ooh,
the plot thickens. Sarah, who was out denouncing as needing to be added to the terrorist list, watch list, WikiLeaks. Now she, wait, this is like the French Revolution in what do they call it? Mother Guillotine?
Yeah.
What was the slang name for the guillotine? Lover guillotine, or there's some kind of phrase at the time of the, it's left my mind. But anyway, this is like the French Revolution, where everybody, you know, one second they're decrying somebody, the next second the crosshairs are on them.
Yeah, check this out there. One of the people that were in those crosshair targets, the Democratic lawmakers that she had indeed singled out for defeat, one of them was Giffords. And Palin, who touts her caribou hunting heritage, also tweeted, "Don't retreat, reload!" Already, people are pointing fingers at Sarah and her target map for fostering the tragedy here in Arizona. So there you have it. We've got a cornucopia of emotion and response that covers the entire, well, nearly the entire emotional gamut. And I think we're just on the edge, maybe even on the cusp, of seeing some more reactionary crap come out of Washington, D.C. in reprisal for what we've seen go on in the last couple of days.
Wow. She's a witch. How do you know she's a witch? She turned me into a newt. I got better. That was crazy. Wow. Watching the insanity is just, you know, something to, you just never can quite recover from the shock of the thing. It's insane. We've lost minds, and so, as Samuel Clemens said, when you come to realize the world is insane, it begins to make more sense.
Indeed. And I think the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland also had a similar comment.
Yes, I think it is time to re-explore those fun, fun stories like Alice in Wonderland.
Well,
you know what? We got a caller on the line, Jerry. Should we go ahead and take him?
Yeah, I suppose we can, but I want to get back to this story. And, you know, we've got that other little interesting nuance that we want to throw out there and derail everybody else's train of thought. What do you think?
All right, let's do that, and then we'll go to our caller. So finish up. I don't want to cut you off because this is really good stuff.
Well, I wanted you to crank up on the piece that Larkin Rose has produced. And,
yes.
You know, Do you want me to do the lead in for this and to tell the listeners rather that when
hey, Jerry, to be honest, I just want to sit here like a slug on a damp porch set step and listen to you crank this out. So you just go on right ahead. You're doing good.
Well, Larkin Rose, who's been a guest here on Freedom Frenzy, wrote a piece about the Giffords shooting, and he entitled it The Unpleasant Truth. But when he wrote it, he was operating under the impression that Miss Giffords had indeed passed on. That's not the case, as many of you now know. But that being the case, I still, because of the message contained therein, I still want to bring you the piece, and you'll just have to live with the fact that Larkin blew it insofar as prematurely pronouncing Miss Giffords dead. Now, like I said, the name of the article is The Unpleasant Truth, and I'm just going to read it to you. Larkin wrote, "Let me start with a disclaimer. I say what I mean. if what I actually say offends you, and for a lot of people it will, then you probably need offending. But don't bother being offended at things I didn't say, by but which you imagine I meant. If I meant it, I would have said it. Larkin Rose. The national news is full of reports of the shooting of Gabrielle Giffords. Considering how inconsistent the reports have been, even from the beginning, I don't know what happened or why. Maybe I never will. Whether the guy was simply a loony, whether there was some political motive, whether it was another false flag propaganda stunt, which wouldn't surprise me a bit, I could only guess. And since my guess would essentially be worthless, at least right now, I won't bother. Instead, I want to quickly address several things about the way in which the story has been reported in the media. Be warned, when there has been bloodshed and death, people get emotional, and bluntly discussing literal realities upsets people. Tyrants specialize in manipulating emotions in order to defeat reason and understanding. That's why stating the truth is most important when people don't want to hear it. So, here goes. The death of Mrs. Giffords was not a huge national tragedy, any more than the hundreds of other murders that happened the very same day. Mrs. Giffords was not a great public servant. In fact, she was not a public servant at all. She was not serving you or me or anyone else other than the elite ruling class. She did not represent the people. She was a member of the parasitic American ruling class. She was not working for the people. What she did, along with her fellow political parasites, was to use the threat of violence to subjugate, control, and extort the general public. Like every other member of Congress, she produced nothing of value, neither product nor service. As a legislator, her entire job consisted of coming up with new ways to use the coercion of law to forcibly control you and me, and to use the products of our efforts to serve the agenda of the parasite class. Did she mean well? How should I know? And frankly, I don't particularly care. As far as I can tell, Hitler meant well, and so did many of the thugs who carried out his megalomaniacal ideas. Did that make him good? Did that make it a national tragedy when he died? No. The tragedy was that a human being could ever imagine that forcibly subjugating the human race is the way to make a better society. Whatever her intentions, it was a bigger tragedy that Miss Giffords ever became a member of the professional criminal class than it was that she was shot. If I ever decide to embrace the love of dominion and seek to use brute force to dominate and subjugate innocent people, I hope someone does me the favor of shooting me. Notwithstanding the fact that legal thuggery, extortion, aggression, and violence is hidden under many layers of euphemisms, rhetoric, and propaganda, the blunt truth is that Gabrielle Giffords is, or was, a professional bully and parasite. What lawmakers do is enact laws, and laws are neither suggestions nor requests. They are commands backed by threats of violence. Obama's Comicare, for example, for all the fluff and BS that was used to promote it, was, like all laws, a threat of violence. However complicated and convoluted it was, essentially what it did was tell doctors, patients, insurance companies, and others, you must do this, and you may not do that, and prescribed forceful retaliation against any who were caught disobeying. That's what every law is. As a mental exercise, try making up a law yourself that is not a threat of violence. You will fail. Politicians do not serve the public or represent the public. They forcibly dominate, control, and extort the public. Despite all the patently inaccurate rhetoric about public servants, representative government, and other statist dogma, which will be the subject of upcoming videos. The relationship of every government to its subjects is a master-slave relationship. They tell you what to do, and they take your money. And if you resist, they send men with guns to hurt you. To think that they're doing that for your benefit is insane. With that in mind, perhaps the most telling statement in all the reports of the incident were the comments of another parasitic tyrant, John Bonner, Republican, who said that the acts and threats of violence against public officials have no place in our society. Wow! The hypocrisy is astounding. Everything, absolutely everything that Bonner, Giffords, and every other member of the parasitic ruling class do constitutes threats of violence, often against you. Try disobeying one of their laws if you don't believe me. Yet, they become outraged if one of their victims does to them what they do to millions of people on a daily basis. Incidentally, Bonner also said, an attack on one who serves is an attack on all who serve. That one sentence all by itself.
What?
Yep, that one sentence all by itself.
I'm so excited about Bonner burning and, well, let's just say this. I'm so excited about Bonner one day meeting his maker. I'm real excited about it.
Yeah, I hope he takes a big shit list. That one sentence all by itself with the lies.
My word! That is outrageous.
Excuse me?
I'm just curious. I wish I were at a GOP event so that I could like be outraged from the crowd when that statement was read. That is disgusting.
Oh, no, dear. They were all nodding in agreement. I guarantee you that's what was going on. It was such a horrendous thing. And you know, when you back away like Larkin Rose has, and you start talking about what's really going on here, it's devastating to put these ideas beside one another because the parasitic viewpoint shrivels up. And
I have to jump in here and put this out there, Jerry. One of the most appalling things that when I was still a naive, that I was a Republican person, one of the disturbing things that I saw in the House, the Georgia House, it was on crossover day, and a horrific piece of legislation, and there were so many to choose from, I don't remember which one it was, but it was a really bad piece of legislation. And most of the Republicans had said, this is a very bad piece of legislation, I'm not going to vote for it. They did vote against it, but it passed anyway, and it was a Republican piece of legislation. They all, the people who voted against it and said this is a terrible piece of legislation, when it passed, they went over and congratulated the sponsor of the bill. And I was so outraged, and you can just bet I was waiting in the wings to ream them out, and I think it kind of entertained the cops because the security people that when they come out, I'm like, what were you thinking? You're a traitor, and I'm letting them have it. But these people, they are a united front of lethal force against the populace. And I just love it that Larkin is making that so clear. Okay, now you can go on. I just have to get that out there.
Okay. Well, that one sentence all by itself, with the lies that it implies and the psychosis it exhibits, deserves its own article. Am I suggesting that people go out and shoot the politicians? No. Even if it were justified, it wouldn't result in freedom. If anything, it would only serve as an excuse for authoritarian control freaks to increase their power and further infringe on the liberty of others. You can already see the push towards this in the aftermath of the shooting of Giffords. As much as I bash the God complex parasites who infest D.C., the individual politicians are not the real problem. The real problem is that the victims of tyranny continue to imagine it to be legitimate. When thuggery and aggression are cloaked in pseudo-religious political rituals. As long as the people bow down to the altar of government, getting rid of one parasite, by vote or by bullet, will accomplish nothing. as the new parasite will step right in. On the other hand, when the people outgrow their superstitious addiction to authority worship, no election or revolution will be needed to remove the parasite class. Government exists only because the people imagine that it exists. When the people rid themselves of their statist indoctrination and see reality for what it is, the parasite class will be ignored out of existence. On that note, I can't resist mentioning the release of the most dangerous superstition. If you think that the people in power are the real problem and that another election or even a revolution is the solution, I implore you to read the book. You might find that your own beliefs and assumptions and your own perceptions and actions are feeding the beast that you fear, the beast that is eating you. That was Larkin Rose's comments on the Gifford assassination attempt. I hope you found them compelling as I did. We're going to cut away to a break. I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of heartdrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Welcome back to Freedom. This is pretty serious stuff that we're discussing, Jerry, because at the time the American Revolution was going on, the French Revolution was getting up and going, and there was radical differences about the two. The French Revolution was more a reactionary revolution. It was a decrying of the elitist ruling class. And then it became this dog-eat-dog piranha-style, frenzied, bloody event that ultimately did not result in liberty. Mm-hmm. The American Revolution was not reactionary. Instead, it was asserting. It was asserting natural law, a legitimate law, and what true peace was, which was the existence of justice, which means the preservation of natural law and the right to life, liberty, and property. We are rapidly degenerating into a French Revolution here. And Larkin just could not have nailed it more accurately in assessing what kind of elitist ruling class we have. And the kind of the horror for me of watching Bonner making these declarations, and then you've got Sarah Palin, who made her outcrying declarations about who was a terrorist, and then suddenly now she's under fire because she must be a terrorist with her innuendo symbols, etc., on her website, and so on and so forth. We are rapidly degenerating into a French Revolution, so we need to make sure that the sheeple don't get sucked into participating in that. Now, on that note, I do want to go to Daryl in North Dakota. We've had a couple callers drop off, so if you guys want to join us again, please do, and we'll get you on air. It's 1-800-313-9443. Daryl in North Dakota, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
I have to definitely agree with this Larkin Rose that this Giffords was just serving not the interests of people of Arizona, but she was down there to serve special interest groups, one of which would be La Raza. I think she courted the Latino vote down there by opposing the law which Arizonans had passed to try and curtail the influx of illegal immigrants. The other special interest group that she was catering to would be revealed in some of the comments that she made in 2006. Here's what she said. My grandfather, Akiba Hornstein, was the son of a Lithuanian rabbi. My grandfather changed his name to Giffords and moved to southern Arizona from New York more than a half century ago. Then she goes on to tell about, she said, growing up, my family's Jewish roots and traditions played an important role in shaping my values. Like my grandmother, I am a lifetime member of Hadassah and now a member of Shavarim. She goes on to say how she's there to ensure that the United States must do everything in its power to secure the state of Israel and its security in the future. You know, we send about $30 million a day to Israel, and she's wants to make everyone understand that she's 100% behind that. Here's another thing that she said in 2006 in that same speech. She said, we cannot forget our past. I have worked to protect the rights of Holocaust survivors in our state. Well, you have to think about it. How many people in Arizona had suffered in the Holocaust? It's really a stretch. Anyway, here's what she says. In 2002, I sponsored legislation that was signed into law and unanimously approved by the Senate to allow victims of the Holocaust or their heirs to collect insurance claims. It reopened the statute of limitations for these claims.
Hey, Daryl, you're going to have to hold up a minute. We're going to have to dash away for one of those breaks, but we'll pick you up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Gold.